Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So this poor man that we're about to talk to here in just a second not only has the job in Jackson County that nobody but him could possibly want. But as Phil Lavota, Jackson County executive, came into the studio, he sat down and I asked him if he wanted a shot of vodka, and he said no. Dana said, "How's your horse?" And Mr. Lavota, the Jackson County executive, said, "Well, Dana, he just died." So Dana is trying to dislodge the shoe from her mouth.
I frantically went back because I remember you giving updates on your horse. And I was like, oh, good. It looks like he's getting better. And you've got a photo of him kissing you. So I'm like, of all the things going on in your world right now, how's your horse? Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
I appreciate the concern. Moment of silence for Bo. There you go. Thank you.
But
I appreciate you reaching out, but thank you for asking.
I am so sorry. I mean, I'm really so sorry for all of it. And look, you had mentioned off the air, people are angry. We know that. Oh, my gosh. Text line, phone calls. You know, there are a lot of people that are upset about what has happened. I don't see where you factor in to the blame game at all. You've been in your role 8 weeks.
Seems like 8 years. But here's the deal. I'll take it because people are mad about government, especially Jackson County.
Which you get.
Yeah, for sure. But they're going to be mad. They're upset. This was, I can say, kicking the balls on the show. Yeah. It really was. And I'm still feeling it just like every other fan is. And they want to blame somebody. And there are a lot of blame to go around. But at the end of the day, the Kansas City Chiefs chose the money over the history. We had a good plan with the governor and the city and with the teams of $1.6 billion to make Arrowhead state-of-the-art and keep the history and keep what we have. And then Kansas had $4 billion for a brand-new dome stadium, practice field, offices, and they chose to go that route. It's business. I don't like it. I've had conversations with the team for the last month, weekly, sometimes daily, and they were very open with me that they were looking at their options. I know that as of Thursday, when every media outlet reported the deal was done, it wasn't, and the Chiefs told me so, and that's what got me all fired up on Friday in front of the camera saying, it's not a done deal, Jackson County, here's our specifics. I thought it was important to get out and show everybody we have real numbers, and we're a real collaborative thing between a Republican governor and a Democratic county executive that aren't supposed to work on things. I'm supposed to dislike all his policy. He's not supposed to like me, but we kept focused on the Chiefs, and we presented a collaborative, unified force on it. We didn't win because they chose money over that, and we understand it, but I'm as mad and upset as every other Chiefs fan.
Are you bitter?
I was bitter. I'm not bitter. I was bitter. When the first it came across, I was bitter. I want to think that the Chiefs are doing what they're doing their best interest. It's not the best interest for my people, and I say my people, Jackson County, as in my position. So I'm upset, but I understand it, and I want to put a positive spin on it. I want to wish them best of luck, but I also want to always talk about star bonds might not be a real deal. When they have to have $125 million just for the debt service per year, those numbers don't add up. It's not 2 + 2 = 4. It's different. So I think there's still a lot of details. Again, I wish them the best of luck, but I think, boy, the devil's in the details. And all of a sudden they're going to come up with, well, what about maintenance? We need $30 million for this. What about the HVAC? This is a dome thing. We got to keep it heat. We got to keep it cool in the summer. Here's another $20 million. Where's that coming from? And I don't know that those answers are out there. And that's concerning to me.
We have heard from leaders on the Missouri side that just in case this doesn't work out, we're still open to doing something with the Chiefs. And I understand that. But is it also not true that you really need to be singularly focused right now on retaining the Royals?
And you're exactly right. And that was been our plan, because the Royals are doing their due diligence. They're looking at different locations. They're getting numbers. They're getting facts. They're getting real, issues in front of the people, because they don't want to do what happened in 2024, where the campaign was just a mess because they had different locations. At that last minute, they're putting community benefit agreements out, and it just didn't make sense. And people are like, this is not a good deal for us. So I commend them that they're trying to do that. At the same time, we focused on, between the governor and the mayor and I, focused on, let's talk to the Chiefs. Let's get the Chiefs done. They're wanting to make a decision sooner, and then we'll deal with the Royals. Well, the Chiefs are done, and now we're turning our focus singularly on the Royals. And we're in a different situation than we were before. They're looking at different locations, and I'm not pushing them to make a decision. I don't think we have a deadline with them. I think after the holidays, they're going to realize the Chiefs have moved on. Everybody wants them to make a decision, and they're going to reach out and say, here's what's going on. We know they're going to go either Jackson County, North Kansas City, or Kansas. We know they're going to be somewhere. They're not talking about going across the state to any other jurisdiction.
Let me ask you this real quick, if I may. We had a voter yesterday say, she said, I want to be very clear, the vote against the sales tax for the teams had nothing to do with the teams. She said the vote had everything to do with property taxes, and it was a referendum on the government and the way the government was operating, and you agree with that.
She's exactly right.
Okay, so what then changes if you have to put something in front of the voters with respect to retaining the Royals? There are still people that are ticked off about property taxes. How do you separate what has happened way before you came into office to really get the voter to understand it's different this time, we've got our act together, please help us retain this team?
Well, that was my mandate of being in this position, was tax relief, tax relief, tax relief. And in the 8 weeks, we had almost weekly different things of, we've changed our stance. We now are abiding by the state tax commission order. We've rolled back 2023 numbers to only 15%, because some people were getting 100 to 200, 300% increases in their assessments, and they was wrong. And that's one of the reasons Frank White was gone. So people did not trust county government. And that ballot issue in 2024, they were getting those same problems, and Frank White was saying, hell no, I'm not helping you. So of course they had problems with government. I'm hoping that me in this new position will help them. And I'm hoping that whether you're a Democrat or Republican, you see me rolling out these tax reliefs, reaching out to the governor, reaching out to the mayor, and having conversations that no one had with the county executive before. I mean, Quentin Lucas, whether you love him or not, he couldn't walk across the street and talk to Frank White, because Frank White wouldn't talk to him, and Mayor Lucas wanted to. And the same thing with the governor, former Governor Parsons. And so it's a different world with me being there. I'm not the end-all to everything, but I do put some teamwork together that we can put a whole package of all the government together, and I'm hoping that people are seeing me being transparent, me and going and talking to Dana when I don't want to go there, and she tells me about my dead horse. I'm hoping that people will see that government can be transparent and answer questions and do that and not hide behind something like that.
There is no secret that over the years, the relationship between the Kansas City Royals and Frank White deteriorated. He wanted to be the manager. They never gave him that opportunity. He was not given a lifetime contract like George Brett was, and he thought he deserved one. Do you think it's possible that Frank White wanted Jackson County to lose these two sports franchises?
I will just speculate, and I will tell you from the messes that I'm cleaning up since I've been in office, there's a lot of issues that Frank White's arrogance or miscalculation or not even caring about the public are showing. So that issue, which I don't know personally about that, it wouldn't be hard for me to believe that that was motivated.
Let me also say, let's flip that around, Phil, and say, is it not so important when you go to vote? I don't think before now anyone really realized the power your office holds, the gigantic bat you can swing in that office until the property taxes were changed and people were like, wait, one guy can make a decision and I'm going to lose my house. Elections matter. Elections have consequences. But also, like, just educating yourself as a voter when you go to vote for county executive, what is that? I think people just didn't realize.
Well, my goal is that you don't hear about Jackson County. You don't hear about the county executive. Your taxes are fair. Your assessments are fair. You can go to Lake Jacomo and rent a boat that the grass is cut. And that's what I want. That's what in my year and 4 months in this position, I want them to forget about it and think, hey, county government's working fair.
Do you have 10 more minutes?
Sure.
Are you sure?
You bet.
Okay. Jackson County Executive Phil Lavota joining us in studio here on Dana and Parks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Jackson County Executive Phil Lavota is joining us in studio, and thank you for your time. You're very generous with it. I said yesterday on the air, regarding you, and I'm not trying to blow smoke, you're the right guy too late. Would you agree?
I would agree. Someone asked me yesterday as my gut was just wrenching from the news, like, do you wish you would have been here sooner? And I said, yes. I sure wish I'd been sooner. I'm late to the game. I'm picking up a lot of things. I'm late to this show. I wish I could have contributed more sooner. But it is what it is. And I'm here now, and I'm ready to jump in to anything I can do to help.
Where would you, if you can keep the Royals, where would they go?
I tell you, I've tried not to weigh in on a location because I want the Royals to decide where they want to be and tell me and tell others, here's why. Here's why it makes sense for you to help us. And so there's some good locations downtown. Washington Square Park is a good location, but it might not be big enough for everything they want to do around it. There's a location of the old ATA that's between 18th and Vine in downtown, which there's room to do everything they want to do. And I believe that area could fill up between the stadium and downtown.
And Congressman Cleaver is really pushing that location. Am I right?
Yeah, I've been in his office and he said, this is the best spot, this is the best location. And there's some people maybe in the Royals organization that like that too. But then you also have the East Village. So there's locations that have pros and cons to all of them. So I haven't really weighed in and said, here's my favorite. I want them to come and have a conversation with our team, with the state and the city and the county, and say, here's what we want, here's why. I don't want them to go across the river to north of the river, but I sure would like that better than going to Kansas. But I'm a Jackson County guy, and I want them in Jackson County.
Do you think from a voter's perspective, no one really thought this would actually happen? Maybe, you know, maybe there are voters out there who thought, you know what, I'm going to stick a middle finger right back up to the county because of what's happened personally with my property taxes, which everyone understands. But the Chiefs aren't really going to leave. Now that they have, do you think that also would sway more voters to take this seriously if it goes back before them with respect to the Royals?
I hope so. I've got some family members, and I'm talking to you, Audrey and Madeline, my nieces, and they voted against it. And they said, they're not going to leave, Uncle Phil. They're not going to leave. And so they voted against it back in 2024. And I think a lot of people felt that way. Oh, they're not going to leave. I might have felt that way too, but I think it was important when back in the day that I voted for it. But I think those voters might be thinking, wow, they left. And that means the Royals could leave. It's a real thing they could do. So maybe I need to look at this more seriously.
The Kansas City Chiefs are moving to Wyandotte County. There is a possibility that the Royals would also leave for Kansas. Lockton left or is leaving the Plaza and heading to Leawood. There's rumors on the street that another shoe is about to drop from Missouri into Kansas. I don't know if you've heard of that, but I don't know enough to put it on the air other than to say another shoe may be dropping. There was supposed to be a border war truce. And I said on the program yesterday, there's no border war. This is a nuclear war between the two states. Would you agree?
Definitely. And Lockton's going. I'm heard the rumor of what you speak of, another business. I'm not in that business. I'm not in the city part of that. So I can't. I've had people reach out like, why are you letting Lockton go? Like, that's not my deal. I would like to get in that. It's just not a county thing. It's a city thing. But yeah, if there was a border war truce, it seems to be over.
What does this mean fiscally for Kansas City and Jackson County with the Chiefs exiting? What kind of vacuum fiscally does that leave?
Well, it's irresponsible for both states because all we're doing is displacing monies, displacing jobs, and then back and forth. So it's a big win. Kansas has taken a victory lap for the Chiefs going around, but they've done is displace some jobs from there to here. I don't think anybody wins in that. So I'm definitely not here advocating a border war with Kansas. I'd like all of us all to work together.
Is it possible?
I think anything's possible. This was the Hail Mary, the golden goose, everything, getting the Chiefs over there. So I'm hoping our friends over in Kansas realize, like, okay, we got that. Let's start working again with our people. I mean, we are the region. We're the Kansas City metropolitan region. What happens in Kansas City, good or bad, affects Kansas. It affects Overland Park. And so we need to look at it more as a regional thing instead of a state thing.
But you have to admit, though, Phil, would you not, that this is a stain for Kansas, or not for Kansas, but for the state of Missouri. This is a state with two major metropolitan areas that has lost three NFL franchises in 30 years. I can't think of another state that has lost three NFL franchises in that amount of time.
I would say, and then I've heard this 2 in 10 years NFL teams leaving. I mean, it's a good speaking point, but I'll tell you what, they just moved a few miles away. They're still the Kansas City Chiefs. If the Kansas City Chiefs would have left to go to Las Vegas, then that means something's wrong with the state of Missouri and the state of Kansas City, or the city of Kansas City. And I don't think that's the case. I think they still are still part of the region. So again, that's me trying to spin it, of course. But St. Louis got the hell out of the state, got the hell out of the region.
Twice.
Yeah, they went ways away. Kansas City, the Chiefs just went across the border. So I don't think it's quite as bad. It is a setback for the city of Kansas City, for Missouri, but I don't think it's as bad as the Rams leaving.
What the heck happens to that site out there? Mm. Nothing is ever built. We've talked about this ad nauseum. We got a Taco Bell over there and a gas station.
And a burned out Denny's.
And so what becomes of that space?
Funny you should say that. We've had meetings this morning about things, and my eyes were opened, my jaw dropped on what we can do out there in that space. Like, wow, I never dreamed that something could be amazing for this area. So I say that to tease you.
Care to expand on that?
Nope. I say that to tell you we will have a plan for that, and we will have something amazing in that spot. It's the heart of Jackson County. It's right on 435 and I-70.
Why did it never build up? It's just it's without the stadiums, it looks like blight. Yes. And so why? Mm-hmm.
Location was a lot of it. The teams preferred to have people tailgating instead of going to local bars, so they didn't build it up. And back then, we didn't have the entertainment district around stadiums that we have now. Yeah. You do not build a brand new stadium unless you have the four blocks around it with your hotels and your entertainment district.
Right.
It just doesn't happen. So that's part of it because of the history of it. It wouldn't happen again. And if the Chiefs would have stayed there, we had plans to make sure that we were doing some economic development around there.
But the Chiefs don't own the east side over where the Taco Bell and the Denny's and the, I think it's a Phillips 66, if I'm not mistaken. Any business could have come in and bought up that property and built a restaurant, right?
Yes, but only for 8 Chiefs games and only for 80 fair. Royals games. So they would do real well like they do on game day.
Yeah.
People are parking there. They're eating at Taco Bell. They're doing that. But the other days, it's empty. So I think it's the timing of games are problematic.
What is the over-under on Jackson County keeping the Royals?
Over-under. I lost money on the over-under of the Chiefs game Sunday. So I hate to over under. I'll just tell you what. I'm not going to put some political spin on it, but I'm going to tell you, I'm confident that I'm talking to the team's ownership. They're open. They're honest. They're straightforward. They're doing their due diligence. I'm not going to push them. I know the mayor's not going to push them. The governor's not going to push them. But we're going to be there hopefully sooner rather than later with them saying, here's where we've landed for the best location. What's your plan and your pledge to help us.
I saw on Twitter today, for what that's worth, someone wrote, the Royals could literally tell the county and the city right now they want to plop down on top of Luce Park, and the city would have to say yes. Do they not hold a lot of power here after what has happened with the Chiefs?
I don't think so. I think that we want to keep them, but I think, in at least my position, I'm first and foremost answering to the people of Jackson County, especially from the debacle that I just am sitting there and inherited. So I'm not going to give away the farm. And I don't think the Royals want to take the farm. So to that point, I see where they're coming from. Like, yeah, we ought to do everything we can and give them everything. I don't think they're going to ask for it, and I don't think we're going to give it.
You took this job as Jackson County executive 8 weeks ago with the promise that you would not run for election. You seem to be, and again, not trying to blow smoke, but you seem to be off to a good start. You seem to be popular. Have you rethought that?
I think in politics, you always have a honeymoon period, so we'll see when that runs out. Well, I'll come back in 2 weeks and see if they're beating me up about something. But I've gone at this as like in my trial work, to just go focus and fight and do this and not worry about politics, not worry about, am I making this decision based on someone giving me money in the future? So I think that serves me well, and I think it'll serve me well throughout this next year. And my focus is not to run again. My focus is to stay and build confidence back in Jackson County. And then when you call to come on the radio, because I think it's important to be there and not hide up in the courthouse.
I appreciate your transparency. and I appreciate you answering my call when I called you earlier today when I was driving into work. But are you closing the door on running for a term as Jackson County executive?
What is it, 60 minutes over here? Yeah.
I didn't ask you about your horse. I asked you about your political future.
Oh, the horse again. The horse again.
We'd pull up if it was 60 minutes.
I'll tell you what. I committed to the county legislature that I would not run. Those 9 people, I made that pledge to. And I stand by that pledge. I don't want to run again. I don't like being in office. I don't like having to fight with people. I do like making some decisions I think are the best interest of my community I've lived in all my life. So I'm still at the point where I was. I'm not committed to running. But you know, people keep talking to me about doing it. I keep listening because I listen to everybody. But I'm still committed not to run.
Appreciate your time. Yeah. It's always good to see you. Jackson County Executive Phil Lavota. Thank you so much.
Please enjoy your holiday.
Okay. Yes.
Truly.
Yeah. Don't
enjoy your holiday.
Christmas.
No, I won't.
Okay.
Well, thank you guys. Merry Christmas.
Phil, appreciate your time. Merry Christmas to you as well. I've had a front row seat to some of the most awkward moments in radio history, but none better than when Jackson County Executive Phil Lavota sat down.
How's your horse?
And Danny goes, "How's your horse?" And he just looks at him and goes, "Well, he's dead."
He's dead.
I just told Dana off the air, I wanted to crawl inside my own skin. I was like, oh.
I've been following his rehab and... The last photo I saw on social was him petting him, and it looked like he was on the mend, and I was so happy he was on the mend.
Oh, my God.
And then I missed the update that he wasn't on the mend. How's your week going, Phil? How's your horse? Literally, could I have said anything worse?
No.
On top of the turd of the week. And you know what? You all can be mad at a whole lot of people for the Chiefs leaving. I'm telling you right now, you can't be mad at Phil. That is so misdirected and so misguided. He literally was like, okay, I'll come in and clean up the mess that Frank left. I'll take that turd of a job.
Yeah, yep.
Then this happens. This isn't on him.
No, it's not.
And you have to go back 2 years to start tallying up the decisions that were made. Poorly, in some cases, known at the time.
Mm-hmm.
In some cases, not known at the time. That brought us to this point. Well, you can't blame the guy that just stepped in to clean up the property tax debacle.
And I'm not saying this is the case. And one guy on the text line is all up in arms with us about, you know, how much more are we going to talk about the Chiefs? We're not talking about the Chiefs. What we're talking about is arguably one of the biggest stories in Kansas City economic history. And that is the Kansas City Chiefs, a franchise not only beloved here, but now beloved all over Europe.
It affects everybody. It affects everybody, whether you know it or not, in small ways, in tangible ways, and in intangible ways.
It's a huge story. When we get back after the Christmas holiday, we probably aren't going to talk about it. You know why? Because we're probably going to be mentioning the Royals moving over to Kansas at that point.
I hope you're wrong, Scott.
I do too.
I hope you're wrong.
I do too. My dream, not that anybody cares, would be, now that the Chiefs have decided what they're going to do, would be for the Royals, I've said this from day one, to stay out at the Truman Sports Complex. It's not going to happen. I'm not stupid. John Sherman wants a downtown baseball stadium.
Yeah.
If he doesn't get it, he's going to take his team across the state line and put him at 119th and Knoll. Or, this one came out of nowhere yesterday, from a state senator from Leavenworth, the old Indian Spring Mall site.
Why would you move the Royals from a space that no one goes to for anything other than the games? There's nothing out at the Truman Sports Complex around that area. Mm-hmm. Why would you move it from that to another area where there's nothing around it?
The only reason would be this, Dana. If you can give the Royals the ability to not only put a stadium out there with plenty of parking, but also to build their own entertainment district around it. You're looking at the...
Have you driven by there lately?
It's been a minute.
It's dirt. It's flat. We drove by on our way back from the airport a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like a large plot of land. It doesn't... Scott, I just don't know. There's nothing out there. except highways.
There's not, and I'm not advocating for the Indian Springs Mall site. What I'm not advocating for is 119th and Knoll. I think that's a disaster in the making. And why would you, if the whole point is to build an entertainment district around your stadium so that you get the money,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So that you can put up a restaurant there and they pay you rent, right?
When there's nothing but restaurants on that 119th corridor so already.
You put it out at 119th and Knoll. Yes, there's a, quote, entertainment district out there, but you don't own it. Everybody else owns the Bristol. Everybody else owns all these other restaurants out there. You as the Royals don't get a dime from the Bristol. And quite frankly, the Bristol for 81 nights out of a year might end up losing money.
It's possible. I've never walked in there and just been able to get a table.
Right.
But that place is always packed.
But the nights it won't be packed,
yeah,
are nights when traffic goes in one direction only.
You're right.
913-586-7798. Tyler, you must be the most patient human being I have ever met in my life. You've been on hold for an hour.
Yeah. Well, I shaved. I got ready for work for tonight.
Good.
I made chili.
Very good.
I had a great... Bill Lovato, oh my gosh, we are so fortunate to have that guy. And Mitch, what he said. One of the things he mentioned on Mitch is about, you know, sports and something about Kansas City's history. Mm-hmm. When we built the municipal auditorium, Final Four was set up here back in the, you know, 30s and 40s. So we can do this challenge. I'm sad that the Arrowhead and Jackson County didn't get together. But as a entertainment worker, having the opportunity to see a new facility that would be safe, welcoming work conditions is going to be great. We're ready to do that from after doing the NFL draft. With all the arts organizations, the convention work that we are ready to do and have been doing, we're ready to do what we can to get more folks here. Also, great idea is that maybe we should go for the Olympics in 2040, since we're going to have, you know, a site there that could be furbished for that. So,
Tyler, man, thank you for holding and thank you for the call.
Yeah, I found it very interesting, though, when Phil was in here not too long ago and you asked him, what do we do with that site? It's going to look when the Chiefs and the Royals do not want to stay at the Truman Sports Complex. So they're going somewhere. They're either going to downtown Kansas City, East Village, somewhere on the Kansas side of the state line, or God forbid, and I think this is the least likely, Nashville. And that's only if everything else falls through. But there was, dare I say, and I'm not trying to be overly dramatic, there was a bit of a twinkle in his eye when he said, we had a meeting about that this morning and we've got some ideas for what we're going to do with that site.
Yeah.
And I said, would you care to expand? And he said, no.
Nope.
And he was, I don't want to say, you could almost feel the giddiness of his excitement.
Excited.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was excited.
Listen to this, by the way, just head coach Andy Reid, Kansas City Chiefs fan, website posted this on the move to Kansas. Quote, I think it's phenomenal news. I went through this in Philadelphia where we had one of these deals. It doesn't matter if it's here or in Kansas. We're not moving to Florida. We're right here. Mm-hmm. We've always had Kansas people come over here and to the Missouri side. It'll be likewise the other way. That's the beautiful thing about it. Plus, Coach Reid says it's going to be a beautiful facility, something the fans will be very proud of. It will definitely be loud. It'll be exciting times.
You know, I was on Facebook earlier this morning and just kind of scrolling, and I stumbled upon somebody that I'm Facebook friends with. I don't know them personally, but we're Facebook friends, which tells me they're probably a listener to the show. And the pure anger and vitriol, if I can use that word, towards the state of Kansas.
I know.
This person said, I will never, and I don't believe this for a second, but I will never, ever go to a Chiefs game as long as they are in the state of Kansas, blank Kansas. And yes, it is hate. And I wrote in his comments.
My God.
I know. I wrote in the comments on his Facebook post. I go, bro, what's with the hate for Kansas? Now, do I have any intention of ever moving to the state of Missouri? Probably not. But there's certainly no hate for Missouri. I love Missouri. I like to go into Missouri and give them my tax money.
Yes.
And eat at their wonderful restaurants and go to their games. And this unadulterated hatred that I read in this guy's post, and I'm wondering if he's written me back on Facebook. I mean, it was just, I was like, whoa.
Somebody needs a candy bar.
Somebody needs a hug. Here's the post. I just found it. Okay, he wrote, and I quote, F you, owner of the team. F the former Kansas City Chiefs. Yes, I hate Kansas that much.
My God.
You are dead to me.
Signed, Mizzou grad.
So I wrote him, and I wrote, why the hate for Kansas? And he goes, he just wrote back, college sports rivalry mostly, and the lack of turn signal usage. Honestly, the disappointment of the team's greed to cater to the wealthy and the failures of Kansas City, Missouri, and Jackson County to keep the teams and develop that area for decades. I know none of that falls on Kansas, but I had to let the anger, disappointment, sadness, betrayal out, and I picked an easy target. Wow.
Yep.
Strong letter to follow. 913-586-7798. If you didn't know, today is December 23rd, is the actual day of Festivus on Seinfeld. We would be remiss, would we not, if we didn't do Festivus Tuesday coming your way at 5 o'clock.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome on back to Dana and Parks. It's usually Dana that doesn't make it time back for the break. And this time it's Scott, and I think we should lock him out. Legitimately, I think we should lock the door.
Might as well, honestly,
you guys,
right?
In about 3 seconds, he is going to come flying in here completely stressed out, and I will laugh. Ah, there it is! having an issue there? Everything come out okay?
Yeah, I had to record a commercial. I didn't realize we were back so quickly. Sorry about that.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Brandon. Are we on the air?
Yeah, seriously? We're on the air.
Brandon,
we're on the air.
Brandon in Grain Valley. Hello, Brandon.
First time host.
Hey.
Long time listener.
Hey, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas to you.
Hey, I might be the only person on the Missouri side that's actually very happy for the Chiefs. I'm kind of glad that they're moving to Kansas. I am one of those that is fed up with the government.
Yeah.
And honestly, you can blame Jackson County, but I think Kansas City, the city of Kansas City, has a lot to do with that also. I mean, over here by the Chuma Sports Complex, you could go 500 feet around it in any direction, and it looks like an armpit. We got the old Adams Mark Hotel still standing. We got an empty yellow freight warehouse up there on the corner. It looks awful. And I don't blame the Chiefs for wanting. They're wanting a town. They're wanting a state that says, hey, we care that you're here. We're going to give you a beautiful place to be at. So I'm actually happy. I like the Legends. I like living over here in Missouri better than Kansas. I'm probably never going to move to Kansas. But I do like going over to the Legends because it is nice. You got a lot of things right there. So for the Chiefs, hey, thumbs up. You guys made a great business decision. I understand the nostalgia. I understand. I went to the Chiefs games as a young kid, took my kids there. Arrowhead will always have a favorite place in my heart. But times move on. And if the cities and the government isn't willing to help them, sorry, you guys missed out. And you know what? People are going to have new memories over there at the other stadium. The dome and everything else. Guys, if you're fans, you're fans. If you're not, you're not. I think Mitch Holt has said it best earlier. I'm Chiefs Kingdom, and I'm Royals forever. So
yeah, and the one thing, Brandon, I love everything about your call. And the only thing I would add to that is that this town historically just hates change. Doesn't matter what it is.
You're absolutely right about that.
Oh, my gosh. What do you mean we're putting a speedway out there? Who's going to go look at the speedway? I said that.
Oh, do we really need a trolley car through downtown?
There were people who voted no to restore Union Station. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine for 1 minute this town without that stunning landmark on our skyline?
No, don't just say Union Station. It was Union Station and the Liberty Memorial.
And can you imagine?
This town without the World War I Museum, what a gem it has been. I'll be the first to tell you that you poo-pooed the NASCAR track when I thought it was brilliant, but I poo-pooed the new airport. I was wrong.
You want to hear one of my favorite tweets from overnight? No sane person prefers the old airport over the new one.
Absolutely right.
And he's talking about the Chiefs there. No sane person prefers the old air. Do you remember what a dump that airport was?
I remember relieving myself one time at the old airport, and let's just say there wasn't enough toilet paper. I had to go find another bathroom.
And then I don't care what side of state line you're on, truly. Governor Laura Kelly.
Genius.
Wow.
Genius.
Someone wrote, Scott, I love how the biggest savage in the last 100 years of politics in Kansas or Missouri looks like this. And he posted sweet Laura Kelly in her cardigan yesterday, a little red cardigan.
She's a savage.
Sweet, mighty savage.
We are 1 hour away from the airing of the grievances. Today is the real day of Festivus, according to Seinfeld. We will air some grievances coming up right after 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.